I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
No Lie is brought to you by iTrust Capital. By now, you've probably heard all about cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin. You might even already be investing in them. But did you know you can invest in cryptocurrencies through your retirement account? With iTrust Capital, you can buy and sell cryptocurrencies from a crypto IRA and get all the same tax advantages as a traditional IRA. iTrust Capital allows you to invest in over 24 of the most popular cryptocurrencies, and unlike the stock market, you can buy and sell 24 hours a day. The iTrust Capital platform is easy to use, and it only takes a few minutes to create your account. Setting up an IRA is free, and iTrust fees are low. It's time to start taking control of your financial future. With iTrust Capital, you can get all the tax benefits of a retirement account while investing in crypto. Visit iTrustCapital.com to start investing today. That's iTrustCapital.com. Taxes and conditions may apply. Fees apply. Cryptocurrencies are a speculative investment with risk of loss. iTrust Capital, Inc. does not provide legal, investment, or tax advice. Consult with a qualified legal, investment, or tax professional.
Freedom is a feeling, and the best way to truly feel free is behind the wheel of a Jeep SUV. Find out what true freedom feels like at Jeep Freedom Days. And now, financing at $2,500 total cash allowance on the purchase of a 2022 Jeep Grand Cherokee WK Laredo 4x4. Don't miss this great offer. Financing for well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. Not all buyers will qualify. Residency restrictions apply. Must take retail delivery by 5/31/22. Jeep is a registered trademark.
Goldilocks Productions broadcasts universal cosmic frequencies that unlock, awaken, and expand the consciousness of our worldwide viewers and listeners. Welcome to the Transformational Soul Show with your host, Ruth Saltman.
Are you ready to experience more stability in your life?
You can change your life and be who you are meant to be, your authentic self.
Well, hi, everybody. My name is Ruth Saltman, and this is the Transformational Soul. I want to welcome everyone and thank you so much for being here. I want to thank you for your continued support for me and the show. So please continue to like, share, subscribe, and participate. The participation, you know, makes it fun, not just for me and you, but for everyone, you know, that's here. So that's always really exciting. I want to let you know that Goldilocks Production shows are also available now on Rumble and Vimeo, so you can check them out there, as well as YouTube. And some of the shows, including this one, are also on Facebook. I would like to thank Lynn Henham for her generous donation that I received. I'm very grateful, Lynn. Thank you so much. And I'd also like to thank Kim Smith. She sent me some free samples for this healing cream that she makes. It's her new business called Compassionate Body Delights. And she has a page on Facebook. And you can, you know, go there and check it out, like her page. And I tried them on my knees. I tried some of the cream on my knees today. I had an injury when I was 17 in an automobile accident. So they bother me, you know, from time to time. And it's not, sometimes it's pain, but mostly it's just a discomfort. So I put it on there today and it really seemed to help already. So I'm sure after I use it for a while, it's probably going to completely take away the pain. So I'm really excited about that. So check that out. Thank you very much, Kim. I really appreciate those samples you sent me. If you feel moved to make a donation to me or the show, you can do that via Super Chat. If you're watching on YouTube, or you can do that through Venmo if you're watching on Facebook. And just know that your donations are greatly appreciated. If you'd be interested in sponsoring the show or any of the Goldilocks shows, you can contact Tiffany White Sagewoman for more details on how to do that. And Tiffany will create a thank you sponsor video that will play during the show that you've sponsored. And if you have a small business or something, it's a great way to, you know, get a little bit of advertising out there for yourself. If you're here watching live, please say hi so I know you're here. I see Kim is here. Hi, Kim. Hi, Lynn. And Veronica, your cooking class was canceled. Oh, yay. Well, I yay that you're here, but sorry if you're disappointed about the class. But I'm glad to see you here. So all of this new energy that we've been talking about lately that's been moving in over the last month or so, I'm wondering if you guys have noticed any differences in yourself or your surroundings, because I've been noticing some very noticeable differences in my environment. I noticed that I'm a lot more sensitive to sounds. They seem to be a lot louder than they used to be, even though it's the same sound. It's like I have a heightened sense of smell. excuse me. And the scents and odors are a lot stronger. Like when I turn on the gas stove, I swear there's a gas leak. It's that bad. It's so strong and overpowering. So that's a couple of things there that I've noticed. And I've also noticed that I've been having a hard time. I've been very tired lately. It's affecting my body in that way that it's making my body feel very tired. But when I go to sleep at night, I'm not sleeping very well. I'm having a lot of active dreams and I wake up really tired in the morning. but I feel like a lot of the old energy is falling off. And this is the way, you know, that it happens for me is like when I'm sleeping and dreaming, because I've gone through this before at different periods of my life. And as all of those old energies fade away, then it makes room for all these new energies that have been coming in. And there won't be such a feeling of like heaviness because it'll be able to go where it needs to go in your body, you know, because the old energy going away is making space for it. Now, before the show, I asked for some messages for the group. And I got some beautiful cards here. And this one says, savoring pleasure. I fully embrace bliss in my life. And this card here is from the Gateway Oracle Cards by Denise Lynn. And it's a very, very appropriate card. You know, sometimes we feel guilty for being happy or for doing something nice for ourselves. You know, people around us sometimes are just going through some really hardships and hard times. And when something good happens to us, it can sometimes make us feel guilty, but don't. You deserve all the good that is coming to you, and you need to savor every single morsel of that. It is yours. Never feel guilty about the good that comes to you. Always know that you deserve it, you are worthy, and you are enough. And this picture here also reminds us the importance of self-care and taking care of ourselves. And, you know, this has been a recurring message that they have been giving me for about 2 months now. And I think a lot of the reason is because of all these new energies that are coming in. You know, it can weigh us down and maybe sometimes make us lose our focus. So it's very important to take extra good care of yourself. And with summer months and the heat, and from what I was hearing yesterday, there's a lot of the U.S. that's in a heat wave. I know it's pretty hot here in Texas. I've been drinking tons more water. I'm not able to, I have about one cup of coffee in the morning, and that's when I first get up. and my body is a lot warmer. It's like, you know, the engines are burning, and it's probably burning off some of the old energy. But I've noticed that I don't want to eat hot foods. I want cold foods. I want cold drinks. I don't have a fever, but I can feel the temperature of my body is so much different. It's so much warmer, like I'm burning off something. So let's see what all you guys have had to say about this. Lynn says she has been having headaches and dizzy spells and been very tired, but it's okay. It's part of the process. It is. It's part of the process, and it's not really fun a lot of times when we go through it. So, you know, we can all send you some healing energy and hope that you feel better and that you work through it pretty quickly. Hi, Nancy. It's nice to see you here. And the second card is from the Archangel Oracle cards, and this is Claircognizance. And this is Archangel Uriel reminding you to pay attention. Pay attention to the thoughts that come into your head. Pay attention to the ideas that you are receiving, because this is coming directly from the angels, from your angels, from your guides, from the divine powers that be. A lot of information is being downloaded now. A lot of information is coming in. I know for the last week, I've been really bombarded with tons of different thoughts and ideas. And sometimes I'm getting them faster than I can actually write them down. Because if I don't write them down, I will not remember. I always think I'll remember, but then if I don't write it down, I don't remember. So as these thoughts and ideas come to you, they're coming to you for a reason. So you want to jot them down. You know, you can look at them again in a month or something. But pay close attention, because you can receive messages in many different ways. You know, it can be a thought. It can be an idea. It can be a song that comes on the radio that reminds you of a certain situation. It could be a number. It could be a lot of different things. So just be mindful of that. And let's see. Veronica said she'll send some winter chill my way. Oh, thank you. I could use that. Some of our rain seems to have gone over to Florida, where apparently they've been having a real dry spell over there. So we had it rain here for like 2 weeks. It didn't cool it off, but kind of happy to have seen the sunshine today. And Kim says, hearing is crazy, ringing in right ear, everything is loud, vivid dreams. I feel like I'm having vivid dreams too, but I just don't remember them. Sometimes I wake up during the night and I have an idea of what they're about, but then I don't remember when I wake up in the morning. Are you able to remember your dreams, Kim? Because if you are, write them down. I've always heard that if you remember your dreams, it's not a dream, it's a message. So you want to make sure that you're keeping track of that. You know, and maybe eventually be able to figure out what messages you're receiving. I have the ringing in my ears as well. It's kind of a different tone than it used to be, because I've had this for as long as I can remember. And it's not related to any medical situation or anything. So I've just kind of always been used to it, so it doesn't bother me so much. But I have noticed in the last week, every once in a while, I'll get a higher tone in one ear for about maybe 20 seconds, and then it'll go back down to my usual tone. Veronica says, Yeah, sensitive to sound, and my head is so itchy. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I have heard that from a lot of people. Tiffany as well was talking about that on her show Sunday night. I have noticed that with me as well. Very itchy scalp. I don't know why. We had an itchy back too. I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but when we talk about this stuff and we share information, you know, we're not alone in what we're experiencing. You know, we're all having similar reactions, and it's kind of exciting, you know. Let's see. Kim said, yes, I have been journaling. Oh, good. So I hope so. I had stacks of money trying to figure out how to carry it. Well, now that is really not a very big problem now, is it? That's probably a problem we would all like to have. That's pretty awesome. So maybe that's, you know, a message to you about your business exploding. Who knows, you know, but I'm sure that, you know, as time goes on, the message will become clearer. Hi, Sarah. So good to see you. Lynn, ringing in the ears too, and itchy back. Oh, look at that. Veronica, yes, spot on my back as well. Oh, good. I'm kind of glad I mentioned that. Now, as soon as I said it, I thought, psh, well, that's probably got nothing to do with it, but I'm glad everybody else is. I do have noticed, though, that my skin is a little drier than normal. So I've been trying to drink even more water, keeping myself hydrated. It really helps with the inner furnace that's been burning. But I really do feel like that's burning off some old energy that, you know, I don't need anymore or that's not doing me any good. So that's always a good thing. And the third card that I got today for everyone is Pillar of Light. And I have to say, this is one of my favorite. See if we can see that. Oh, one of my favorites from the Rebecca Campbell deck. And it says, your vibration is rising. You are the oracle. And, you know, it's so important for you to realize that you are the pillar of light. You know, you are a light for others. You know, you might not always realize it because people don't come up to you usually and say, oh my gosh, you know, you just showed me the way, or I just love your example. I mean, that doesn't usually happen, but sometimes it does. And that's great validation too. And, but each and every one of you, you know, you're all that pillar of light. You're shining your light so bright and you have no idea how many lives that you will touch. You really just do not know. And let's see, Veronica said, doctor and hairdresser can't see anything. So figuring it's something kooky. Yeah, it's probably got something to do with all this energy. So I have a question for you guys, but I want you to really think about it before you respond. If you were to leave this earth tomorrow, would you leave with any regrets? Now, really think long and hard about that. Are there things in your life that have been left unsaid? Say them. Are there things that have been left undone? Do them. Don't put off until tomorrow something that you can do today. Are there things that, you know, you want to do? Do you have a bucket list? Start doing them. Are there things that you wish you wouldn't have done? I mean, I know most people say, oh, I wish I wouldn't have done that. But really think about that. Because if you wouldn't have experienced everything that you've experienced in your life, you wouldn't be who you are today. You wouldn't be where you are today. So how can you regret that? How can you regret any experience you had because it made you a better person? It made you who you are. Every single experience has taught you something, something that's for your highest and best good. Now, I know, you know, sometimes that can be a very hard pill to swallow because sometimes we have really awful things going on and happening in our lives. But, you know, at the time, we don't always see it. You know, down the road a little ways, when you look back on those situations, you can usually see the lesson that you learned from it. You can usually see how it helped you to grow. Take marriage, for example. Let's say you got married when you were very young. Now, when you're young, you know, you want to get away from your parents and stuff, and you think you know everything, but you don't know anything. You certainly don't know who you are yet. You certainly don't know what you want in life. So making a decision that major, you know, might not be all that wise. Now, so think about someone who did marry very young. And as they were married for a little while, they realized, oh, this is not the person I thought they were, you know. And maybe it's a very rocky relationship. So you get divorced. And you heal from that relationship. And when you look back on it, you realize you don't think, oh, what a mistake I made. No, because you've learned from that. You've learned possibly what you don't want in a relationship. it probably taught you how you want to be treated by someone else that you're in a relationship with. You probably learned some really good lessons, and you probably learned a lot about yourself. And so in that respect, you know, it helped to shape who you are now. And what we really, it's really important to not feel like, oh, these were all mistakes. They're a little tiny blip on the whole map of your life. You know, when we know better, we do better. When we figure out who we are, you know, that helps us to cement more of exactly what we want. And we now we're starting to know how to manifest it, you know. So I really hope that you can say that you have no regrets, because everything on this earth plane has been a learning experience. Sometimes, you know, it's not always the lesson we would like to say we would like to learn, but it is why we're here. You know, this is what we came here for. So live every day as if it were your last. Okay, hear that again. Live every day as if it were your last, because eventually it's going to be. There's no time like now, no time at all. Right now, right this very moment is the only time that we have. You know, so just keep all of that in mind. You know, I know when you're in the process of healing, a lot of old issues will come up, but they have to come up to the surface in order to be healed. Look at all the stuff in this world that's coming up to the surface that's been buried forever. And it's coming up because it has to be healed. It's time for it to be healed. It's time for all of us to be healed. But we have to do that work ourselves, right? So we can't just, you know, wave a magic wand and it's done. That would be, in a way, that would be kind of nice, but having to go through the process and release it all, it's very rewarding. You know, it's a very rewarding experience. It's a lot of hard work, but it really is a very learning experience and all that. So let me get to some comments here. Veronica, I've been single 16 years, so I'd be snippy. I didn't get a last nookie in LOL, otherwise no regrets. Okay, well, that's interesting there, Veronica. And who knows, you know, maybe that person is right around the corner. You just don't know. Maybe you chose to live the rest of your life single. Before you came here, I mean. So, yeah, I am too, Tiffany. Tiffany says she's laughing so hard, Veronica. Veronica's got a great sense of humor. It's one of the things I love the most about her. She's got a great sense of humor. Lynn says, that's a comforting outlook. Thank you, Ruth. I am grateful to be in the light and resting in God's love. I'm in a better place than I have ever been in. So I am thankful and I have no regrets if I were to transition today. Oh, that's wonderful. That is wonderful. I'm so glad, Lynn. I'm so glad that that resonates with you. And I'm so glad you are in such a beautiful place in your life. That is wonderful. Tiffany said she is married and still snippy. LOL. So, I mean, I know when I look over my life, when I did years ago, and I would think about different situations, I think, oh my gosh, that was such a terrible mistake, or this was such a terrible mistake, or oh my gosh, why did I do that? But then as I started going through my spiritual awakening and growing more in my spiritual self, that's when I started to realize, you know what? I learned something from that situation, or I learned something from that relationship. Every single thing that seemed like the end of the world at the time was actually a really big learning lesson. So, you know, that's pretty amazing. And I'm very grateful that I can see that and that I have that kind of an outlook on it, because I didn't always. And when you're in a bad situation like that, you know, even years later, you can hold grudges. You can hold a lot of I don't want to say hate because that's a very strong word, but maybe a lot of anxiety about it. Maybe it was a toxic relationship you were in. And there's going to be some scars, but you can heal them. You absolutely can. You just have to work through it. But you can do that. And once you come out the other side of all of those issues, you're going to be, you know, it's going to be monumental difference to you. Okay. All right. Veronica, thank you for making me smile, Lynn said. Okay, let's see. Sometimes I go and talk to my future self for advice. Lynn, that is wonderful. And I bet your future self has some great advice for you too. Now I know, you know, after talking about all of this, do it now. Some of you guys are probably sitting there thinking about stepping into your purpose. And you're thinking about how you always talk yourself out of it. And you got to stop doing that because that is only fear talking, and fear is a liar. You know better deep down inside. You know better. You know your truth. You know yourself, and you know what you need to do. So you just need to laugh at fear right in the face and push it aside and step into your power. Step into it. Don't be afraid to shine your light. So many people, you know, don't like attention or don't want to be the center of attention or don't want attention drawn to them. So they kind of hide who they are. Don't do that. Shine your light. You've got a beautiful, beautiful light. And when you shine it, you know, other people can see it. And it draws them in. You know, let the world see you. Be an inspiration, be an example for other people. You know, this is why we're all here. We are all here to be our best version of ourselves, to help humanity heal, to lift other people up. And if we're just hiding in the shadows, we can't do that. We need to be out there shining our light all over the place. And the more we do that and we raise our vibration, you know, that in turn raises the vibration of all of humanity. So it's a win-win situation. This is a mission that we have all accepted before we even came here. So it's about time that we all come together and do this because we're here to change the world. We are here to assist people in waking up. We are here to show people how to love unconditionally, how to shine their light, how to heal. You know, we're all here to help each other. You know, it's pretty deep, I know, but it's truth. It's absolute truth. And you guys already know that. You already know it. You just have to take that step. Just take that step. Let's see. Sugar Magnolia said, I wish I would have healed my anger sooner. Well, you did it exactly when you were supposed to do it. If you were meant to heal it sooner, you would have. I truly believe that. I really believe everything happens exactly like it's supposed to. And I think we maybe subconsciously know that. And that's why, you know, we kind of make them happen that way. I'm not really sure. But I've always believed that, you know, everything happens exactly like it's supposed to. Lynn says, yes, fear is a liar. Thank you. You're welcome, Lynn. Veronica said, same, Kim, but so glad it's done now. Exactly. Anger, you know, when you hold a lot of anger, it really hurts you on every level. And when you release that, you're not helping anyone else by releasing it. You're only helping and healing yourself. You know, there might be people that are the target of your anger sometimes, but it's not exactly the same. But you know, one thing that the angels, they've been giving me lots of messages lately and lots of things that they want me to put in my next book. And one of the messages that they gave me today was, oh my goodness, it completely left my mind now. I guess they don't want you to hear it yet. So I guess I won't tell you. Sorry about that. But it absolutely pertained to what Kim was just saying about healing her anger. But I apologize. Kim said it wasn't her karma. Well, if anybody has any questions or anything they'd like to add, I would be happy to, you know, pull a card for you. I do have a couple of announcements before I forget. A lot of times when I'm have my one train of thought, I forget about announcements, so I make sure to write those down. So Saturday, I hope you guys will join us for the Spiritual Message Circle. It meets twice this month, Saturday the 12th, and then again on the 26th. It will be myself, Melissa Parks, Carol Ann Carey, and Laura Romero. And you can go to the Goldilocks Production website and secure your block of time for your readings. And what you do is when you sign up, it looks like we have one spot left for this week. And when, you know, the show starts and that, you will get a reading from each one of the show hosts that I just mentioned. It's always a lot of fun. So I hope you guys can join us. Also, on my Transformational Soul page on YouTube, I'm sorry, not YouTube, on Facebook, I posted my amazing special guests that I have lined up. I've got them lined up for the summer already, but I posted the ones for June. So you guys take a look at that. So you don't want to make sure you don't want to miss out on any of those shows. But I will tell you now, next week, my special guest is Melissa Parks. And Melissa's show, Joyful Findings, is on Goldilocks Productions every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. So she is really amazing. She can tap into your energy and give you the most incredible messages. Many of you might not know Melissa since her show airs during the day. So this will certainly be a treat for you. So I don't want you guys to miss out on that. Okay, let's see where we're at now. There's a 15-minute time slot left. Tiffany said, Lynn, I always love a card if there's time. Of course there's time. Let me get you a card. And let's see. Veronica says, I met a guy at the community center yesterday that got my attention. Could he be the cure for my snippies? Well, only you can answer that, Veronica. Okay, Lynn. I'm pulling a card from the Rebecca Campbell Work Your Light cards. And then I'm going to get you an Archangel card too. Okay, here we go. This one turned over. And this says, trust the niggle.
The future will be amazing. And that's all well and good. But what about today? You can feel the rush of a 400-horsepower Nissan Z. Or climb to new heights in the all-terrain Nissan Frontier. Light up the road in the all-electric Nissan Ariya that feels like a sci-fi dream come true. The future will be great, but today is made for thrill. All you have to do is get in a Nissan and drive. 2023 Ariya and Z not yet available for purchase. Expected availability is this spring for 2023 Z and this fall for 2023 Ariya.
And it says, what is the niggling feeling trying to tell you? So I feel like you have a some kind of a nudging, you know, that little voice that's telling you something or leading you in a direction, but you're not quite sure. I feel like you're not really sure, but you're getting this nudging to do something or to go somewhere. So try and figure out exactly what that feeling is and what it's trying to tell you. And, oh, Veronica, thank you so much for the super sticker. That's awesome. And Lynn, spiritual understanding. Archangel Raziel says, I am bringing you esoteric information and symbols and helping you to understand spiritual truths. I feel like the card that I pulled earlier for the collective, you are getting a lot of messages. And, you know, just like I saw your post today about that plant. You know, that was really beautiful. And it really touched me that, you know, you were just so kind and generous to all of creation. And I feel like, you know, you finding those plants is some sort of a sign for you. I don't know what it means, but I feel like you're getting a lot of information in that way, you know, very subtle. It's not just being thrown in your face. They're not just saying, here, Lynn, this is it. It's all these little subtleties. So they're wanting you to be extra mindful and pay really close attention because there's a lot of information they have for you. So I hope that helps. Let's see. Okay, Kim says, tarot cards keep telling me my soulmate. Any help with a name or other message? She says she knows her soulmate already. Well, I don't really get a name, but let me see. So, do you do tarot cards yourself, Kim? Lynn said, thank you, Ruth. That's so helpful. Thank you. You're welcome. I hope it's very helpful for you. Let's see. I'm going to go back up here and scroll. Okay. Okay, Kim. These cards are so pretty. Oh, there we go. Kim, priestess. And this says, how are you being called to step up and lead? You know, again, I feel like you need to step out from behind the shadows and shine your light a little bit more. People are noticing. People are noticing who you are. People are noticing what you do. And, you know, it's not going to do you any good to just sit in a corner. Not saying that that's what you're doing, but I'm saying is it won't do you any good to just sit in a corner or hide in the shadows. You've got to get out there and shine your light for everyone to see. Everyone. Because people will be blessed by that. And when you bless others, you know, you're blessing yourself as well. Kind of like with Reiki, when you're sending Reiki energy to someone, that energy is going through you to the other person, that you're also receiving it. And that's a beautiful thing. Okay, Veronica, I got a lot more love than money, so always sending an infinite amount of that. Well, no one can ever have enough love, so I thank you. And let's see. So as I'm going down the list, if I miss anyone, please let me know because it's definitely not intentional. I sometimes, if a few messages come in all at once and it scrolls down, sometimes I've missed them and I do apologize for that. I try to go back and double check. And let's see. Kim, I also have this card for you, Claircognizance. Archangel Uriel, pay attention to thoughts and ideas that come to you. They are answered prayers. Well, that sounds a lot like the message that I just gave you about the messages that you're receiving. So I guess that was just validation for you. Hi, Carol Ann. It's so nice to see you here. Carol Ann shows on tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern. and that's in the psychic flow. And Carol Ann has this wonderful gift of being able to talk to our departed loved ones that are on the other side. So, you know, tune in if you can. And Carol Ann's going to be on my show at the end of the month, so I'm really excited about that. It's always fun watching her show and seeing who she connects with. And, you know, it's she can't necessarily just say, this is who I'm connecting with. It all depends on who comes in. But it's always a good time. So I'm really excited about that. And I will be watching your show tomorrow night, Carol Ann. And thank you so much for being here. Okay, Veronica. Mirror. Who or what is triggering you, Veronica? That's a very interesting message. And when I started to tell you guys something before, it just came back to me, so I guess I'm supposed to tell you now. When someone does something to you in any way that you may find offensive or hurtful, or you think that you were mistreated or you feel you were mistreated, always, always, always know that it has nothing to do with you. It's all about the other person, and it's all about what they're going through, where they are in their life, and they're just mirroring to you themselves. You know, they may accuse you of doing something, but that's what they are doing. You know, we're a mirror for each other. And I guess they wanted me to wait for that after the mirror card came up. So just keep that in mind. You know, don't take things personally. And you're going to really know when you've done a lot of the healing, because if someone does say something to you that they say it in a mean way or a derogatory way, and you think to yourself, wow, you know, what are you going through? Let me send you some love and light. Then you know that you've done some major healing. You know, because you don't react to them. You don't engage in the negative behavior. So you know that you moved on from that. Okay, let's see. Veronica. I'm going to give you. I will do you next, Sarah. I'm going to give another card here to Veronica. Veronica, healthy lifestyle. So that cooking class you were going to take tonight, that was all about making really healthy stuff, right? this is Archangel Raphael reminding you to eat a healthful diet. Get adequate sleep and exercise regularly for optimal health. Be mindful of what you're engaging with, the people. Are you engaging with people that are very negative? Are you engaging with movies or TV shows that are really violent or maybe very dark and heavy energy? Just be mindful of those things, because you want to be as healthy on every level as possible. Okay, Sarah. So Kim said yes and listen probably too much to tarot. Okay, so we're with Sarah. I swear, Sarah, if you get the same one again for the third week in a row, crystal clear intentions. That would have been crazy. Archangel Michael says, be clear about what you desire and focus upon it with unwavering faith. Archangel Michael is so awesome. I feel like you're putting a lot out there and you are manifesting things pretty quickly in your life right now. So keep on doing that. Just a reminder from him to make sure you're crystal clear and never, ever, ever put out any thoughts about what you don't want. Only focus on the positive and what you do want. And then once you match that energy, once your body, your energetic field matches the energy of what you desire, it has no choice but to come to you. Manifesting can be very easy once we really realize how to do it and we practice doing it a little bit. So I will leave that with you. And see, Sarah, give you one of these other, oh, there we go. And Sarah, this is the crumbling. Uh-oh. It says, what are you clinging on to? So is there something in your life that you are kind of hanging on by a thread, but you really need to let it go? You need to let it go. Because it's only going to pull you down, drag you down, and you don't need that. You are soaring right now. So you want to get rid of anything that's trying to pull you back or that you might be trying to hang on to. So I hope that message helps you. Let's see. Oh, okay. Oh, I skipped somebody. I'm sorry, guys. Okay, Carolyn, Veronica. Yep, makes sense. The community center is really teaching me a lot about that, but I'm handling it better than I expected. Well, that's wonderful. Hi, Kavita. I have not seen you in a while. I'd be happy to give you a message. Let's see what the angels want you to know today. I hope you are doing well. Veronica said, yep, thanks for the confirmation. I am being mindful. Good. Richard just got home from play rehearsal. What play are you doing, Richard? That's exciting. Veronica said, second time in a row, I've had a card reading at 10:10. That's interesting. So Kavita, this first card is the crumbling. This is the same one that just came up for Sarah. And it says, what are you clinging onto? So what is there in your life that, you know, you might have the idea that, oh, I can make this work. I can make this work. But you're barely hanging on to it by a thread. You need to just cut it loose, let it go, and focus on yourself more, with your self-love, your self-care. You don't want to, you know, have anything hanging around that could possibly bring you down or pull you back to places you don't want to be. So that is for you, Kavita. And then I have one more here from the Archangel cards. And this also is a healthy lifestyle. And, you know, I had mentioned earlier that for the last couple of months, they have been giving me a recurring message for everyone about self-care, but taking really good care of yourself, you know, eating better, drinking tons and tons of water, going outside in nature to re-energize yourself, being mindful of the music you listen to, be mindful of your self-talk. That is one thing that, you know, a lot of us could be really bad at that. You know, that we talk very negatively to ourselves. You know, I've heard people, you know, they would just, maybe they would do something like, just something very silly, and they'd be, oh, so dumb. Oh, I cringe when I hear people talk like that about themselves. It just drives me crazy. You're not dumb. So be very mindful of your self-talk. And it's a really good practice to get into to talk very positive to yourself every day. And this is for everyone. You know, look at yourself in the mirror in the morning. Tell yourself how beautiful you are, how much you love yourself. You know, those positive affirmations work miracles in your life. They really do. Okay. All righty here. Now, where is he? Sarah said, I love that. Thank you. I'll work more on being crystal clear. Drunker at Tulsa Spotlight Theater. Oh, Richard, well, good for you. I know how much you enjoy theater, so I bet you're pretty excited about that. Kavita says, thank you. I've been working on moving ahead and being positive. That's awesome. So If I missed anybody, I'm at the end of the comments here. So if I missed anybody, please let me know. And Richard, I will get a card for you. I'm glad you could join us. And I hope your practice went well. Let's see. Oh, here we go. Soul family. Richard, it says, call in your tribe. You don't have to do it alone. And that's so beautiful. And, you know, who is our soul tribe? Who is our soul family? Of course, it's the people that we choose. It's not like, you know, our the family that we're born into, our blood family. It can be, of course. But like we right here, we have a very beautiful spiritual family here. Everybody, you know, when you guys come on, you're all saying, you're greeting each other. You're commenting on other people's experiences and comments. You know, you're giving them love. It's just wonderful, absolutely wonderful. And it's a great place to be, and we can grow our soul tribe. You know, the more people, the more we raise our vibration and we're putting out that energetic vibration, that's what we're going to attract back to us in other people, you know, and in situations. But have you noticed that as you've been changing and growing, some of the people maybe that were in your life before kind of like fall to the wayside, they kind of dwindle away. It's because your energy does not match theirs anymore. You know, you've gone up a few notches, if you will. You have changed yours. You have upgraded it. So now higher vibrational people are going to be what you draw to yourself. And that's a good thing, a very good thing. And some of those other people that have fallen to the wayside, as they go through their transformation, you know, very, very good chance that once their vibration, you know, they're raising their vibration, it's going to be a match to you again, and they'll come back into your life. You know, thinking back through life, you know, I really didn't realize this before, and I'm sure most of us don't even think about this, but you've noticed throughout your life, different people, you know, will come into your life, then they go out of your life, come into your life, go out of your life. And it all has to do with the energy match. It's not because, you know, you said something that hurt their feelings or, you know, they just stopped talking to you. It's all an energetic thing. When your energy is not attracted to each other anymore, you feel it. You can feel the disconnect. So that can be a really good thing because you don't want to stay connected to the lower vibrational energies anymore, you know, because you're going up, 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 and then you want to keep going. Goodness gracious. Hi, Ruth. Any message about health and healing? Thank you, Anita. Well, hello, Anita. Let me see what the angels want. What message the angels have for you today. Oh, this is Archangel Sandalphon with gifts from God. And the angels are reminding you that they are bringing you gifts from the Creator. You have to open your arms to receive them. Sometimes we aren't that open to receiving. We like to give and we like to give and we like to give. But when someone wants to give to us, sometimes it might make us uncomfortable or, you know, whatever that feeling may be that you get. But, you know, you have to be willing to receive as well as to give, because those people that are giving to you are doing it because they feel good about it. And it blesses them to give. So by not accepting their gift, by not being open to receive, then you are denying their blessing because they feel blessed, you know, after they do that. I know, I mean, I've seen this a lot of times in my life with people. someone will want to do something for someone and they're like, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. And then the person will be really crushed and disappointed. So just be mindful of that, everybody. Be mindful of that, because you don't want to take away someone's blessing. You know, when someone gives and someone receives, you're both being blessed. Anita, I also have for you, align your life. So take a look at how things are going in your life. What is not aligned or what needs to change? I'm feeling like you already know the answer to that. But, you know, do a little review and see what you come up with. You know, what changes are you needing to make in your life? Are you needing to focus a little bit more on a healthy lifestyle? Are you needing to, you know, look for a different type of career, move possibly? Just take a look at all that and see how things are lining up for you. Because when things are in perfect alignment in within you and in your life, life is pretty easy. You know, it's not that hard. So I really hope that helps you. Lynn said, this is a beautiful family. I appreciate all of you. It is a beautiful family. And every single week, I so look forward to being here. I really do. I get very excited about it. Like last night, I slept like 3 hours. So I was kind of dragging butt all day. I thought, oh, man, I'm so tired. But then I kept thinking about the show tonight. And I was like, well, that's going to energize me, which it has. So the thought of like not doing it doesn't really cross my mind. Richard, thank you so much for your super sticker. I really appreciate that. I get a lot of love and a lot of energy from you guys, and I am so eternally grateful for that. After the show, I usually have to go and ground myself a little bit because I usually feel pretty flighty. So that's a good thing. Especially in my head. My head will just be kind of like spinning a little bit from all the energy. But then when I go to sleep tonight, if I get my phone out, a lot of times, you know, I'll see the, well, even without my phone, I'll see the energy still like in the room, which is pretty cool. And it'll be very, it's so funny because I can tell every night once the room is dark and I see the energy. The days that I have my show or I've been doing Reiki in this room or whatever, the energy is very different. It seems like it's very thick and like the room is full of it. And it'll be moving and everything. It's just, it's so beautiful. And sometimes I don't sleep because I lay there and watch it for a couple hours just because it's, you know, it's just amazing. Absolutely amazing. I love doing that. Lynn says, yes, a bunch of people fell away when I committed to the light. It does happen. You know, I have friends that I, you know, it's so funny because I can think of a couple in particular that I used to talk to all the time. And then I got to this place in my journey and just all of a sudden, like we stopped calling each other, like nothing was ever said or anything. And now it's been many, many years. And I know that was why, you know, it was just, it's just part of the journey and I'm okay with that. I am definitely okay with that. Richard, you're so welcome. And thank you. Oh, Sarah, thank you so much for the super sticker. I really appreciate that. Veronica said, I love the way you explain that about receiving. Well, that's how I kind of validated it for myself and tried to reason with myself because I was one of those people that I love to do for others, but I really didn't like people doing stuff for me or giving to me. And I used to think, why am I like that? You know, it doesn't seem like it's normal. Most people are fine with receiving. And, you know, years ago, this all had to do with, I just felt like I wasn't worthy, or I think that was the big thing. I wasn't worthy. I don't know where that ever came from in my life, but I had that feeling for many years. And I think that's what my issue was with receiving. So once I started to let myself receive, that's how I justified it to myself, you know, that I was taking away their blessing by not receiving their gift. So whatever works for you, you know, it got me to a better place. So I guess that's a good thing. Kim said, finally, a healthy family. That's great. That is great. Goodness Gracious said, I'm so grateful for all of the wonderful people on these shows. Me too. I mean, Goldilocks has such an amazing, amazing group of shows. And, you know, if you don't like one, tune in another one. You know, maybe someone's information doesn't really quite resonate with you. So, you know, try another one. We're all working towards the same goal. You know, we're all, it's kind of like, you know, picture a bicycle tire and, you know, you're in the center and you've got all these spokes and that's all like the different shows and the different avenues. Or let's reverse that. I'm sorry. We've got all the different spokes that are going to the same place in the center. You know, that's like all the different shows, all the different show hosts, the different topics, the different ways we connect with spirit. But they're all getting you to the same place. Ooh. So, Carol Ann, I remember that you are here, and so I pulled a card for you. And look at this card. Clairsentience. Archangel Raguel says to notice your reoccurring physical and emotional feelings as they signify divine guidance. I know you are always listening to that inner guidance, Carol Ann. You know, you give the most beautiful, heartfelt messages on your show. And it's really nice to see how people are blessed by your messages too. You know, when they're able to connect with a loved one that has crossed over and they get validation that they're on the other side and that they're doing good. I mean, what better gift can you give someone, Carolyn? You are so awesome. You guys can tune into her show. You know, I highly encourage that. And again, that would be tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Carolina's given me some really awesome messages from my mom. Very inspiring. So that's that. I'm very grateful for that. You're very welcome, Carolyn. You know, it's always great when we can get that validation from spirit. And validation to know that we are on our right path and that we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. And sometimes you just have to take that first step and then the pathway will just open for you. You know, Lynn said, I love that about how the energy changes with light work. It really does. It changes a lot. And, you know, it's almost like you can lay there and like bathe in it. It's just wonderful. It feels very healing and it's a really cool thing to experience. It looks like we're out of time for this week, guys, but I want to thank you guys all so much for being here. I love you all so much and I appreciate you. And I thank you. Thank you. Thank you for showing up every week. You guys are awesome. I want to make sure you have a great week until I see you next week. And remember, Melissa Parks will be here next week. So you don't want to miss that show. You guys have a great night. I love you all.
Become a Goldilocks Productions VIP patron.
Receive exclusive access to live stream special and other epic perks.
Join the Goldilocks Productions VIP community today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.